You graduated from Oklahoma A&M in 1943.
Mm-hmm. And I had a scholarship then to the University of Colorado.
And you were 21.
21, uh-huh. So I went there, Boulder, Colorado, University of Colorado. I lived in the sorority house. My husband had a cousin, and she says, I want you to meet my cousin. He's stationed at Lowry Field in Denver, and she introduced us, and that's how I met him. So when he was transferred wherever he was going, well, we'd write letters to each other, and then I wasn't very happy, really, at Boulder. I'd never been that far away from my family. So I didn't go very long. I had a chance to come home. I did. So I went up to the offices that had the foreign language to ask them things, and they told me that the FBI was looking for people who could be good translators and do cryptanalysis. So I applied and was accepted.
And that then would have been in 1944. How many languages did you say you could speak when you made that application?
Spanish and French.
So on August 31st, 1944, you received a letter from J. Edgar Hoover.
Yes.
And I have that letter here. It says, Dear Miss Benson, you are hereby offered an appointment in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, United States Department of Justice, as a laboratory technician in grade SP5 with salary at the rate of $1,800 per annum, about $200 a month, less 5% deduction for retirement purposes, plus overtime compensation approved by Congress.
Which we never got any of.
You worked
six days
a
week
at 8 hours a day.
From 8 to 6.
So you worked your Saturdays and had no idea you were going to be working 6 days a week.
No. We didn't get paid for overtime either.
And it says here that an employee receiving $1,800 per annum is $390 of overtime, making a total remuneration of $2,190 per annum for a 48-hour week. But that never came.
That wasn't it.
All salaries are subject to the federal withholding tax of approximately 20%. So by the time they took out the deductions, it was less than $200.
Yes.
But did that go very far in sustaining you as you lived there in Washington?
Since I'd lived through the Depression, I had money, you know, enough to do what I wanted. And then they came in and they wanted you to buy war bonds. So I bought a lot of war bonds. I put a lot of my money in war bonds because I didn't need it. I think that my room where I was, and I lived in a barracks, was like $12 per month.
Then it goes on to say, this letter, which should be considered strictly confidential and given no publicity, should be presented when you report for duty.
Mm-hmm.
At the time of reporting for duty, evidence to verify the correct date of your birth should be furnished. For your information, upon arrival in Washington, all appointees are required to submit to a chest X-ray, the expenses of which are to be borne by the government. Advised by wire collect of your acceptance or declination of this appointment. If you do not report for duty by the aforementioned date, the appointment will be canceled. Sincerely, John Edgar Hoover, Director.
So, didn't go by airplane. We went by train. There was another Stillwater girl. She had been offered a job with the State Department. So we rode the train together, and we lived in the same barracks, but she worked one place and I worked the other. On the weekends, we could do things together, but a lot of times at the FBI, if there were things that we were needing to do, they had to know where we were in case an emergency came up. They'd call us back on Sunday. There were no lights on any of the buildings in the district. They thought the Germans would come to bomb Washington, D.C. We had blackout curtains so that if we had lights on, they would be all closed even if we worked later at night. All messages that we got came by telegraph or radio and sometimes over the phone. They were stamped the date they arrived and the time they arrived, and we had 24 hours to do what we had to do to either try to break the code or to decipher a code that had been broken. And so if the message was supposed to have gone to the Army or the Navy, the Marines, the State Department or the OSS, the forerunner of the CIA, Congress had mandated things that the FBI would do, which was more security for the United States. And we didn't do any of the codes for the armed services.